So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and find that quiet, centered space that allows us to let go of all the getting here and just being here right now. Breathing into that peaceful space that underlies all the activity, all the time. Just getting quiet. Allowing ourselves to feel peaceful and to feel the conversation in the background fading away. Just focusing on what Abraham said in Long Beach in February of 2013. Abraham said, "If we were standing in your physical shoes, we'd be out there every day looking for things we want to see. And we would be making lists of things that have not yet come into our experience. We would never stop reaching for more on purpose. But along with reaching for more on purpose, we would be adding these powerful words, and we would practice them until we know them. Everything is always working out for me. 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 Things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. And since things are always working out for me, and since I know things are always working out for me, then what other things would I like to define to work out for me? I want to begin applying my attention to the things I would like to be working out for me. I want to define more clearly things I want working out for me. What things? Not nebulous things, not general things. What things? What specific things would I like to be working out for me? What evidence do I want to see in my life? What would really ring my bells? What kinds of things would really ring my bells? Well, I would like to have confidence about me so that when I'm moving through traffic, I feel guided about where to go. I'd like to have good timing. I would like to feel that I'm riding on a cloud or a magic carpet of momentum. I would like to feel the universal forces working with me. I would like to look into the world and have a sense of who I am. I'd like a full sense of who I am. I would really like to be so integrated with the fullness of who I am that I'm accepting this world in the fullness of all that it is. I would like to appreciate the components that have been before that have led to what is right now. I would like to live in a state of constant appreciation. I would like to be an uplifter. I would like anyone who comes into contact with me to benefit as a result of our being together. I would like to not feel bad when that doesn't happen. I would like to be in a place where I'm not at my best, where I'm not even close to my best, and not beat up on myself for not being at my best. Because I know that like the ocean, I have ebbs and flows too. I would like to be completely accepting of myself and of everyone else too. And I would like to trust in the law of attraction and the information that it gives to me. I want to be the being I was born to be. I want to have fun. I want to have clarity. I want to feel energy. I want to feel good. I want to wake up eager for the day. I want to sleep well. I want to eat well. I want others to have that too. I'd like everyone to eat well. I'd like all the little kids to go to bed with a full belly. I'd like them to know how good they are. I'd like that. I'd like children to know their value. I'd like them to know it soon. I'd like them to know it now. I'd like opportunities to help them know it. I'd like to move around with them. I'd like to think about them. I'd like to shine the light on them. I'd like to speculate about that. I'd like to pretend that. I'd like to imagine that. I'd like to soothe myself with that thought. I'd like people to know the value of who they are. I'd like to be in a place where I can help people know the value of who they are. I'd like that. I don't want it to come all at once, just one at a time. I'd like to tune into the frequency of who I am and spread the joy of who I am. I'd like to be consistently in my own joy. I'd like to be a catalyst to help more people feel good. I'd like to be someone who is such a catalyst to help more people feel good that I don't even notice when they don't. I'd like to be so true to my vibrational frequency that anything I want is flowing to me, and anything I don't want is flowing out from me. Understanding there will always be contrast on the edge of what I'm living. Oh, that's it. I'd like to control my contrast better. I'd like to be better at inviting the contrast. I'd like the contrast to come in the form of a question to which I am seeking an answer, rather than a problem to which I am needing a solution. I'd like the problems of the world to be distant enough from me that I'm able to see them in an objective sense. I don't want to be swallowed up in the problems. I want to be on the periphery of the problems. I want to be on the edge of the problems close enough that I can help find the solution, but not so wrapped up that I'm lost in the problem. I want my cork to be near the surface at all times, if not bobbing on the surface, and never deep in the underbelly of the ocean. I want to be up there where it's easy to move. But even when I'm in that state of what could be called depression, I want to know that even then it's okay. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. I want to know that source energy is always flowing to me and through me. Always flowing to me and through me. Always flowing to me and through me. Available at all times. I want to feel all right about not being in the vibrational vicinity of it. I love that Source loves me at all times, even when I'm not in the vibrational vicinity. I like knowing that that gaze is never taken from me. I like knowing Source is keeping Source's promise to me, and it's my intention to right now start keeping my promise to myself more of the time. I'm going to have way more fun. I'm going to look for more reasons to feel good. I'm going to take good care of me. I'm going to serve myself first and foremost. I'm going to tend to my vortex. And then I'm going to do anything else I have time for. Well, I say I'm going to do that. I'm probably not going to do that. But it's going to be more all right with me when I don't do that. I'm not going to set standards for myself that I can't keep. But I'm going to do my best to feel good more of the time. So let's just breathe in and feel that energy of Abraham. It's present right here, right now. It's present all the time, everywhere. For it is source energy and expression in the world. I'm so grateful to Esther Hicks and to Jerry, to Abraham, for being here teaching us so powerfully that there is great love here for us. Let's breathe in this great love. Breathing in the knowing of great love and allowing our bodies to relax deeply. Breathing in the peace that is at the center of all of the activity. Trusting and knowing that the energy that creates worlds is flowing to us in abundance at all times. We can just relax and feel loved. For some people, it's a foreign concept that we are abundantly loved in every single moment. There is so much love. There There is ease and peace and blessing. We are each blessed, whether we appreciate it in a particular moment of contrast or not. That adoring gaze of Source is ever upon us. We are never alone. We are always attended by that infinite love, that omnipresent love, that powerful intelligence and creativity that is Source, is right here, right now, with every breath, with every heartbeat, in every moment. Let's take a moment to just rest in the love. Floating in an ocean of love. An infinite supply of everything we want, already present. That's what our vortex is. It's a place where all the love is, all the great ideas, all the wonderful conversations, all the magical moments, all the energy, all the health, all the delight, all the fun. We each have this vortex of creation that we have been working on since before we were born, with every moment of contrast, the birth of a new desire. The answer goes in the vortex and is lovingly tended to by our inner being, who then calls to us, come this way. Come this way, dear one. Come over here, beloved. Here's an idea. Here's an impulse. Here's a thought. Here's a person. Here's a thing. Here's a rendezvous. Law of attraction, filling in life, filled with beauty and harmony and joy, our vortex pouring into our experience as we simply relax and allow the infinite well-being to express itself naturally, easily, harmoniously in our lives. And as Abraham said so profoundly in this quote, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to set impossible standards for ourselves. We just need to lean in the direction of feeling a little better. So allow yourself to lean gently to one side and then the other. Feel the ease of a tiny lean. Simply leaning in the direction of feeling a little better. Simply leaning in the direction of a better feeling thought. How easy it is. How simple. Last week, Abraham said, it's so simple, it just twists your brain around. As easy as a laugh. As easy as a twist. twinkling eye or a bright grin. As easy as finding something that's fun to do or think about. Just leaning in the direction of feeling better. Just leaning in to a new idea, to the possibility of coming here today to listen to this meditation and be part of this conversation. Just leaning towards something that feels good, more of each day. Abraham also talked at the last workshop about going to bed at night, basking in the blessings of the day. Feeling the comfort of the covers, the warmth of the room on a cold winter's night, feeling the gentleness of simply relaxing, getting ready for sleep, remembering this as a good day. Perhaps recalling a few wonderful moments. A conversation with a friend. The smile of a baby in the grocery store. The sparkle of light on water. The perkiness of a squirrel on a fence. The beauty of a blue sky. And the stark silhouette of a winter tree about to come to bud in the spring. Simply becoming aware of the beauty of the life that surrounds us. The exquisite nature of this planet. The value of the sun coming up and going down each day and coming up again. And noticing how deeply we trust that well-being. We don't question if the sun's going to come up in the morning. We know that truth. Well-being for each of us is as sure and secure as the sun coming up in the morning if we only relax and trust it. So breathing deeply into that feeling of peace. Simply relaxing in this moment into well-being. Practicing the art of allowing. All is well. Remembering and trusting, all is well. Life is good. Life is easy. As we let it be easy. Simply allowing well-being. Relaxing and breathing. Relaxing and breathing. Relaxing and breathing. As we come to the end of this meditation, we can simply remember that we started with the feeling of deep love, that we are floating in an ocean of love, that we are ever loved, supported, and supplied, that we are surrounded, we are ever observed, we are ever supported by Source. There is great love here for us, and we are truly blessed. It is such a blessing when we remember and we own it and we know it. and we trust it. So let's just relax and breathe and begin to stretch. Stretching our backs and our necks, our fingers and our toes, and wiggling our nose, and maybe smiling, and being ready to re-engage with the group.